This is Darian, and these are real crime cases. A man goes hunting and never returns. This was no accident. Find out more right after this.
This is the worst weather we've seen in quite some time, folks, and I don't see any end in sight. People have been calling in from across the state complaining their basements are flooding. They need the waterproofing solutions from Basement Systems. If you want a dry basement or crawl space that will weather any kind of storm, you need the patented solution from Basement Systems. With a lifetime warranty, it's customized for your basement. I'm predicting this storm front's heading your way.
Call 800-207-9291 for a free estimate or visit basementradiooffer.com.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
It was the evening of December 3rd, 2007. 22-year-old Lee Thomas Vandevender told his parents he planned to go hunting the next day. The next morning, Lee left his home around 7 a.m. after a brief telephone conversation with his girlfriend. Then Lee stopped by the store to pick up a can of chewing tobacco before heading into the woods. 10:15 a.m., a hunter stumbled out of the woods and onto a crime scene. In the parking lot near a game reserve, he found the clean white snow sprayed crimson red with blood. As the man moved closer, he spotted Lee Vandevender's lifeless body sprawled next to his own car. This was no hunting accident. Police believe Lee was lying in the snow for 45 minutes after he was killed and placed the time of death between 9:30 and 10:15 a.m. If you have any information that can help police solve this puzzling case, please leave a tip at my website, realcrimecases.com.